Well, good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra. Welcome to the Music in the Parks Festival for Disneyland, taking place on Friday, May 18th, 2012, here at Placentia Presbyterian Church. My name is Brian Betger. I am pleased and privileged to be one of your adjudicators for this evening's performance. I have already heard your outstanding jazz ensemble and your incredible symphonic band. I am certain this group will be no different, giving you a running commentary as you perform the Fantasia on a 17th century tune and the Emerald Falcon. And I'll be talking about what I'm sure will be a number of brilliant things you're doing, and I may mention a couple of things for consideration of a different interpretation, all in the spirit of us improving every time we pick up the instrument. So wish you the best of success with your performance. I will rejoin you as soon as you begin the Fantasia. All right. Well, I've enjoyed listening to your warm-up. That's for certain. Here we go with the Fantasia. Together basses, come on. Yeah, get your eyes on your conductor. It's a funny thing, when that recording light goes on, there's just that extra push of adrenaline, and it's really easy to push a rhythm on something that you wouldn't normally do. But, as a testament to your maturity as a musician, you noticed it right away and got yourself back together. I'd like to hear maybe a little more of that slide. Or at least have it all together. But beautiful work, cellos. Yeah, and maybe just a little bit more second violin on the downbeat of 25. That G, that little suspension there. Nice phrasing. Yeah, C natural, a little bit suspect. At 38, cello bass. Bit softer here, cello. Yeah, and then the crescendo there in 46, absolutely. But I would like 44, 45 to be a little softer. Just so we can hear the second, or the violin, the first violin, a little bit more, and the viola when they come in. I would just have like to have that a little bit more prominent. The B-flat basses at 53. Need to look at that. And the chromaticism is very difficult at this age. You're doing quite a nice job of it. Make sure, one thing I'm noticing more with the cello section than I am with violin is the speed of your vibrato. there's definitely a difference from row to row, interestingly enough. And granted, we're getting a more consistent use of vibrato in the first row than the second and third, but I'm not talking about just the use of vibrato, but certainly the speed of the vibrato. Again, just another minutia to look at. Good basses. Nuance there. Yes. Excellent. Well, move together there, cellos. That's better. A little more of the third, please. Careful there, cello, a little bit, and taking the mute off. Try not to slap the stand with your bow. Sorry, I'm not saying more comments. I'm enjoying the music. Coordination there between bass and cello. Yeah, very nicely done. Yeah, bring that out a little bit more, viola. Bar 137. Nicely done. I would prefer on that release at the end to hear the bass sound last rather than the cello sound. I tend to favor the lower fundamental as the last sound I hear on the release. But, again, that's an interpretive thing. There are many, many, many times when the group is moving as one. Just glorious to hear. Unfortunately, when the precision is that good, the few little times where there might be a slight stumble, or in this case maybe a blink or a twitch, tend to be a little more prominent. But I don't want to say that in any way. Good precision on the 16th notes, the rhythmic structure. Good handoff from second violins and violas to the first violins and cello. I'd prefer to hear that mezzo piano at 32 be a little bit more of a contrast from 24. Don't get up to the D flat too soon, violin. In 44. Yeah, there's a good subitudo there at 53. Good separation, the detaché. Yeah, nice contrast in the articulations there. Good, good. Well done. Second violins. Be real careful at 87 that we're starting at the correct time. Those two eighth rests together from 86 to 87 seem interminable, but you must be patient and not come in at 87 too soon. You can bring this out more here, first violin solo at 101. Just as a little contrast to the statement at 97. Again, an interpretive thing, first violin. Please don't take this the wrong way. On the triplets, you're playing beautifully. Oh, this is lovely. Oh, that's just such a nice touch. On the triplets, I get the feeling that I would rather hear when you are stretching the triplet that you stretch all three of them the same. Sometimes the first two, to me, seem a little bit rushed, and the third one stretched. It's almost like a 2/16th note, eighth note feel, more than a triplet. I'd just like you to be more deliberate on the triple compared to the duple in those structures. Nice on the triplets there. Yeah, that was lovely. Good work, bass. The shape of that decrescendo there in 135. I've got to get picky, guys. I'm sorry. Everything else is so brilliant. Just we weren't all shaped together. You shaped this crescendo here wonderfully. And then to not shape the decrescendo at 135 with as the same degree of care. Just, you're better than that. Oh, much better there. Thank you. Second violins, 172. It was much, much better done. Violins and second violins and viola. Man, better in 179 too. Good. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Maybe a little bit more crescendo there at the end on the 16th notes, violin, viola. Again, to make it more of an exclamation point at the end rather than just a period, if you will, more declamatory. But certainly, outstanding work. Outstanding work. Soloists, excellent job. You have very, very accomplished musicians at the principal chairs, and that's a pleasure to hear. But there are no holes in the ensemble, no sections that have people that are just going through the motions and letting everyone else do the real work, the heavy lifting. Everyone's doing their part. That's also a tribute to the good instruction that you're getting, but just a tribute to everyone's dedication and commitment to whatever you're doing, to do it your best, to do it well. And that seems like a simple concept, and for Fremont, California, and Hopkins Junior High School, that may be the norm. But I assure you, it is not the norm across this state. There is a great deal of something we may be borrowed from the French, a laissez-faire attitude, or just an apathy about taxing oneself too much, because it's all about taking it easy. It's all about only doing the bare minimum. But this group is not satisfied with doing the bare minimum, and it's a pleasure to hear. And sometimes we'll hear this in ensembles where it's, you know, a couple of the principal players are certainly, you know, pulling everybody else along. But again, that is not the case in this ensemble. So I want you to all understand how much your efforts are appreciated by this one observer here. A few little comments I've had are minutiae in a way, but for me, there are sometimes that last 1-2% of a performance oftentimes feels like 20 or 30%, if you understand my meaning, because there's a point at which you cross from being superior to being stupendous, or just that last little emotional chip that gets placed in there when we clear up some of those loose ends that really elevate your performance to a very impactful level. And for all of you, regardless whether you're going where you're going on in your musical careers, I hope you take that little bit with you. And for those of you who are going on in music, that is going to be more of a separating factor in the professional musicians of tomorrow than it was in the professional musicians of yesterday. This was more common many years ago. It's not as common today, at least not in this country. So I just encourage you and want you to keep it going, because it's brilliant work, and it was thoroughly enjoyable. So I thank you for that. It was a pleasure hearing you, and I certainly hope to hear more from Hopkins Junior High School, because that was a wonderful performance. Thank you very much.